This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
47 years ago today, Henry Aaron broke the all-time home run record. I just learned from Reginald that Henry did not like being called Hank Aaron.
It's incredible.
Which blew my freaking mind. So Henry Aaron broke the all-time home run record of Babe Ruth, hit home run number 715 47 years ago today. So what I'm really curious about,
I didn't know that. Can I ask real quick, Reggie, how do you know this?
So the New York Times wrote it in his obituary that he never liked being called Henry, and
He didn't like being called what?
Didn't like being called Hank.
Okay.
He likes being called Henry, and pretty much anybody who knew him, like Howard Bryant, who's a really good baseball historian, works for ESPN, also, you know, reiterated that you know, he liked being called Henry. He didn't love Hank.
Now that you just said that, I promise to myself to never call him Hank again, because that man deserves to be called what he wants to be called.
Damn straight about that. So what we were curious about is, and if you want to text in how old you are as well, that would be really interesting. What is the
just
most
in general? 39, about to be 40.
And
28.
And what is the most iconic sports moment you've ever seen while it happened? Like, not that you had to be at that particular game, but like watching it on TV, because I imagine if you're of a certain age, it would be hard to fathom something passing Henry Aaron breaking the home run record, one of the most iconic records in all of sports, including the racial tensions, those two guys running out onto the field and people probably being like, oh my God, are they going to try to stab him or something like that? Like, I imagine for people of a certain age, it is impossible to surpass that. That's why I wanted to chop it up with you guys and see where y'all are at with this.
For y'all, are all-time records bigger than like a single season thing? Like, if you see a single season thing happen, you're like, well, that's cool. But is an all-time record a bigger deal for you?
Corey, I was going to say the all-time record, but I saw somebody text in that said the kick six for Auburn. And I was initially unfairly going to dismiss that. But if you're an Auburn fan, that's the most incredible play you're ever going to see against your hated rival. And I could see how that goes down as the most iconic thing you've ever seen because of your love of that particular team.
We weren't alive for this, but I wonder for people that were alive and got to see Henry Aaron break the record, I wonder what was more historical, when they watched that or when they watched Ali beat Foreman. Because that's around the same time. I'm not exactly sure the years. I know that it was 74, I believe, when the home run record was broken by Henry Aaron. But I'm not exactly sure when Ali beat
That was also
Foreman.
In 74.
So I'd wonder, in that year, you know, because people are like, Ali's going to die. Like, he's past his prime. This dude is killing people, like literally almost killing people. And to see that happen, I wonder if that was kind of more, I don't know, maybe shocking. Historic, I don't know, but shocking. And so, you know, there's been a lot. Obviously, I mean, I'll just really do this quick. I mean, for me, it's probably when I was on the mound and I gave up the home run that broke Henry Aaron's record. So that would probably be the one that I remember.
I mean, that makes sense. It really does.
No, and I was telling the guys earlier, Mike, like, and I don't know how much you watched of him during that stretch because you were playing. But when, as a fan, every time he was on ESPN or we could watch him here, I had it on. And I was watching Barry Bonds do what he did. Because as violent of as smooth of a swing as it was the most violent swing I've ever seen. He was so strong, and obviously we understand why. But, like, it was an event when he was going to the plate. And I can only imagine for you as a pitcher, it was even that much more, like, that went into it. Like, come on, dude, get up there. All these cameras are flashing or whatever. Maybe you could clear the mechanism. But, like, you felt like you were watching a moment in time every time he got up, even if it was for a walk. So that whole Barry Bonds run was an iconic moment for our generation, I think, even though we kind of found out, like, later.
Yeah.
It was marred a little bit.
From the 2-1-4, I watched the Mavs win the championship on TV. Does that count? I hope it counts. It definitely counts. Like, you didn't have to be there as long as you happen in the moment, because one of the ones I was going to throw out, I can't say because I didn't see it in the moment. It was February 11th, 1990. When Buster Douglas beat Mike Tyson, but I didn't see it happen in the moment because it was in Japan and it happened like overnight per.
I watched it. I remember.
You watch it live?
Yes, because wow. I spent the night at my grandma's house. It was on HBO. It was not a pay-per-view event. And the same night was NBA All-Star Saturday. Oh. Rolando Black. I think that one was in Miami. So I watched the All-Star, Saturday. Roe Blackman was on the team that year, so that was, my favorite player
that
at the time.
That was in Miami. Wow.
So I was real. So I can remember, like, watching Buster Douglas win this thing, flipping over to HBO, and like, oh, this is cool. Like, Mike Tyson's on TV boxing. These are usually pay-per-views, but this one isn't. And you're like, he's kind of losing.
Yeah.
And then when he lost, you were like, oh, my God, he lost.
And that was another person when you talked about peak Foreman, that he was killing people, is Mike Tyson was the most horrifying force in recent boxing at that time because he was smashing people left and right. And that's why that was on HBO and why they did it in Japan, because it was a fun nonsense fight. Mm. They're like, hey, let's go do a fight in Japan. We'll get more money. It'll be great. He was a 42-1 underdog.
I remember one of the ones that at the end of the third quarter, I pretty much said, F you Dallas Mavericks, let's see it. And that is when Kobe had 60-plus points after three quarters against the Mavericks.
Did he have 81?
No. That was against Toronto.
And that's when he just quit, yeah.
He probably would have scored. I think he would have scored 90 if it would have been a close game. But the Lakers were up by 30-plus points after three quarters. This was, I don't know, I'm going to guess 04, 05-ish. And he has 61, I believe, after three quarters. And I'm like, do it. Score 100. I obviously, nobody ever saw it. There's no video. There's not even a footage of Wilt Chamberlain doing it.
Yeah.
He did it, but nobody, there wasn't any cameras there to video it. So I'm like, screw it. I hate Kobe. I hate the Lakers. But at this point, we're getting our butts kicked. I want to see 100 points scored, and he looks like he can do it, except Phil Jackson was like, look, we're up by 35 points. I'm not going to have a guy out there try to score 100 in this situation.
Kevin, for me, and I brought this up this morning, I want to say it's the McGuire home run.
That's what I think it is, too, for me.
But I'm seeing it, like, pour in on the fan text right now, and I should have been in bed, but my dad, like, let me stay up to watch it with him, and that was Nolan's 5,000th strikeout. Like, and it's weird to me that two of my moments are baseball. Instead of any other sport, it's baseball. As much I grew up loving baseball, I get it. But Nolan Ryan's 5,000th strikeout was, I remember the next morning looking in the newspaper. I think my dad still has that newspaper.
Yep.
We were talking about keeping newspapers. They had the little box of Ricky Henderson standing there and, like, where all the pitches were. Like, they had shown all the spots on where he had located his pitches. And I was like, good God, it was amazing.
So I was actually at that game.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I still have a little pin. If you sent off your ticket stub to whatever P.O. box or whatever, they would send you this little Nolan 5,000 strikeout pin, and I still have it. What I remember the best about that night is he got the 5,000 strikeout pretty early in the game. It was like my mom's company work trip or whatever. The bus driver got lost on the way to the stadium, and we all thought we were going to miss
the
5,000 strikeout. And I remember people were like, oh, my God, are we going to miss this? Because they just picked a game, and it just happened to be that game.
Did you get there just in time?
We made it like an inning or two before it happened, but we were not there for the very beginning of the game, and folks were freaking out. It was like if he would have struck out the side or something in the first inning, we would have missed it. But luckily,
He waited for you.
Yeah, that did.
And you bash him. He waited for you, and you're always like, never won a Cy Young, mm-hmm. not a good enough pitcher.
No, I'm just saying, when people say he's the best pitcher of all time, I think that's silly.
Were you expecting that moment to happen right then?
Yes.
Yes. So it was something that was on your mind.
And it wasn't something that they bought the tickets because of that. Like I said, it was pure luck that it fell that way. But once we knew, hey, I think he's at like 3 strikeouts away from 5,000. He's supposed to pitch at the game. And we were all like, yes. And we were really excited about that. But so that might be it. But I remember like that was... It was a big deal, but I felt like society stopped down in the summer of 98.
Yeah. No,
it
did.
For everything Sosa, everything Maguire. And it's funny, the home run that he
hit.
It
all goes together because that's when Bonds got so upset that he wasn't getting any of the publicity anymore that he's like, screw it. If this is what gets publicity, not for MVPs, not what I'm doing here, then I will do the steroids too and show how good I can be on them.
The biggest disappointment that ESPN has ever put out on the 30 for 30 front is the Boys of Summer. It's like an hour and a half or whatever. I think that could have been your 4-night, 8-hour documentary to talk about the steroid culture underlying, to talk about how that chase spawned Bonds off to do his thing. Like, I thought there could have been so much more there. And if you look back at the Maguire home run that's 62, it's probably the weeniest home run that he hit all season. Yeah. But
illegal because the first base coach messed with him, and it should have been counted as an out for the first base coach.
But of course, baseball would never allow that. But that moment, I felt like society was just like waiting and holding their breath. And when that happened, I felt like everything stopped. And I felt like something that was the sports equivalent of like the moon landing. I know some people might think that's preposterous, but society had stopped down waiting for that. So I think I'm still going to go Maguire here.
Man, there's so many filtering in on the Autoflex Leasing fan text, on the Twitch chat. One that I've seen a few times was immediately where my mind went, and I'm not even sure if it's absolutely the most iconic, but since it's seen as it's probably one of the greatest college football games of all time, I can still see the moment when Vince Young repossessed the Heisman Trophy by skirting into that right corner of the end zone in that 2006 Rose Bowl against USC. It looked like he was floating on a cloud.
Anybody who wants to text in and tell me that's the best game that they've ever seen in their life, I'm here to listen to that. Like, when you consider the stakes, the talent on the field, how close it was, it went down to the last minute and the last play. Well, it would have been the last play for Texas. I'm here to listen to that. I definitely think that's in consideration. I definitely think that's valid. Somebody texted in, watching the Cubs win the World Series after 100 years. They're 39 years old. It was really cool because one of my cousins went down to Wrigley because the game wasn't at Wrigley, but they went down to Wrigley because there was like a big party happening down there in Wrigleyville, like spontaneously because they had won. People just started going to the ballpark, and one of my cousins went down there, and I always thought that was a cool moment, even though I didn't directly participate in that.
Man,
you see the wrestling ones, right, Corey?
Nope, not
Undertaker's WrestleMania streak ending from the 4-6-9.
WrestleRama?
See, but there's nothing spontaneous about that. Like, I guess you find out spontaneously.
Yeah.
But knowing that somebody knew they were going to win, that's the part that's like that takes away from it for me, I guess. Like, it was new to you. I get
it's kind of like 06. Like, we didn't know that it was rigged and that David Stern and the referees had worked to make sure Miami was the champs. But it's like it's not that important now because we know that they rigged the NBA. So
from the 4-6-9, Josh Hamilton's home run derby felt like the world stopped and all eyes were on him.
Man, and that was a cool thing that picked up steam as it went along, right? Like the Maguire thing, everyone was holding their breath for. Josh Hamilton, it felt like minute over minute, second after second, people built up on that and they're like, holy crap, what is happening? Didn't he have like 28 home runs or something preposterous?
And still finished second in the home run derby.
Yeah, the home run derby, the way they're like, now there's more rounds. You've always felt like I should just be able to stop there and be like, no, if somebody else hits more than 28 in another round, I'll come back out. Otherwise, the hell with you. I just won the home run derby.
I did see somebody say they're 23, and Dirk's entire retirement ceremony was like their moment. And that, like, I'll admit, man, I watched every second of that and even had shed a little bit of a tear.
It was really good.
The way the Mavericks did that was very special, man, especially bringing out, you know, the legends like they did. God, I'm reliving that moment right now.
Well, and this one is topical. I've seen it from at least a few people because we're in the midst of the Masters right now. Is I've seen a couple of people say Tiger Woods winning the Masters 2 years ago.
I've also seen people talk about, like, there's a few Tiger moments, like the U.S. Open in, what was that, 97?
Yeah.
There's quite a few Tiger ones.
When he won by 8 bajillion strokes, and everyone's like, oh, crap, we're screwed forever.
If I can shamelessly slide in a soccer one here, if you guys remember, I think it was the World Cup in 06 or 08, something like that. I'm terrible with years sometimes. Zinedine Zidane of France, where he gets the headbutt off.
Oh, yeah.
Just absolutely incredible moment to see live because it's not something you expect. You see them kind of jawing at each other. And, like, when you see two guys coming together, you expect, like, hands to be thrown or something. You don't expect the headbutt. Like, it was so jarring that he decided the way I'm going to hurt you is I'm going to throw my forehead at you. Mm.
10 seconds on soccer here, Reggie.
Let's
Is Mbappe going to be the greatest soccer player of all time?
He wants to know because he's going to buy some cards.
I mean, people, I don't know soccer at all, but people say Mbappe is going to be the greatest soccer player of all time.
I'm going to say it like this. That's a bad, bad man. When we talk about greatest of all time, it gets really tough to parse that out, in my opinion.
But think he could be in the mix?
Oh, yeah. He's definitely going to be the greatest soccer player at a point in time where you look at him, he goes, that's the best in the world. I think that's definitely going to happen. If not coming up on relatively soon.
All right. There you go. There's all kinds of soccer talk for you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.